the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
This coming Sunday, the 28th of August, sees the 21st annual Crawley Irish Festival take place just up the road in Crawley. It's got the backing of the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade of Ireland, Crawley Borough Council and West Sussex County Council. And joining me on the phone right now, it's this year's organiser, John Nolan of the Celtic and Irish Cultural Society. Hello, John. How are you?
Hi, Anthony. Very well.
Good. Tell me, what exactly is this festival? What's it about? What happens?
Well, I suppose the festival, in one strong sentence, is for everybody that appreciates Irish culture and how we mix and match our culture to the southeast of England. That's it in a nutshell. There's everything there for everybody's, like, music, song, dance, literature, a lecture, big screen TV showing the All-Ireland semi-football final, and stalls and a chance to have a sample of the black stuff at the same time. But lots more. It's a family layout that would suit everybody.
Yeah, there's quite a variety of things. I'm just looking at the poster here. You've got music, you've got bands, you've got all sorts of music, Irish dancing as well. What else do you have planned for today?
Kaylee dancing as well in the studio. And as I say, we've got a shop selling Irish goods on Shopper. You know, so I think the biggest thing that really happens is to the backdrop of everything going on, we've got a seven-hour music session.
All the
bands, including the bands on the main stage and the traditional stage, mix and match in a long, long session in the bar area. You know, so it gives it that flat fuel effect. And we like to think that it appeals to everybody's liking.
Okay. So there's a good kind of musical background to the whole day then itself.
That's correct. Yeah.
And we say that this is kind of the 21st annual festival. What gave you the idea originally 21 years ago? Or was it yourself that came up with the idea?
Well, you know, I wasn't around 21 years ago.
Okay.
Anthony. Humble days 21 years ago, it was just a little school fete type of get-together the last weekend before everybody went back to school.
Mm.
And, you know, it's just in the playgrounds of the local school, some sheets of ply on top of a pallet or two, an MC telling a few jokes and a band in a corner and a few dancing schools. And from then on, it developed over the years and we just built it up and made it a lot more professional. And brought more people on board and developed the stages. And here's what it is today, now that we're hitting our 21st birthday.
It's grown quite a bit, as you said. It's taking place at the Hawth in Crawley as well, isn't it?
Yes, the Hawth Theatre is run by Crawley Borough Council. It's a building set in nice, soft grounds, you know, landscape gardens around it, lawns and that sort of stuff. So it lends itself well to stuff that would happen inside and outside.
Okay.
You know, so you're not... If you know how to into big stuff that happens outside, you know, there's lots of stuff happening inside at the same time. It suits everybody.
It suits the British weather as well, I guess.
It does, and our weather as well, yes. There's always an option B. If things are looking bad on the Friday, we would opt to move certain things happening inside.
Okay.
You know, so it's got that. And we're very, very fortunate to have the support of Crawley Borough Council doing that and helping us with it. And we pride ourselves in using that particular weekend to close the festival season in Crawley.
Now, on the phone as well, I've got one of the performers that will be performing on Sunday, Mick O'Byrne from the band Crackheads. Hello, Mick.
Hi, how are you doing on today?
So, listen, tell me, how would you describe your music, your band?
I don't know, it's a bit of everything, really. It's a bit Irish, a bit folky, a bit punky, a bit rock and roll. It's a bit of everything, I guess, because, you know, you sort of... All the kinds of influences that we've picked up over the years, and that's not to mention that every one of the band is Irish. So I think everyone brings something different to the music, really.
Hmm. And tell me, you guys kind of met in a pub. How long ago was that?
I don't know. I met Tim, the guitarist, a long, long time ago in a pub, and we just sort of started playing a few gigs on our own and. Just the two of us, and then we went up and we met another couple of boys, and slowly but surely, you know, you've just got the kitchen sink at it now, you know, there's fiddles, there's accordions, there's the whole shebang out.
And you've got United Nations of band members as well. You've got five different nationalities, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We've got Steph, our bass player. He's Bulgarian. The lad who used to play drums with us, Ollie, he's French, but he's had to go home. So we're sort of in the middle of picking a new drummer. So it's a bit like the X Factor at the moment. Don't worry, we've got a drummer. We've got someone on the stick for the festival anyway. But it's not yay or nay yet.
Okay. So I suppose people can. Well, I was going to say you could do a kind of a live audition at the Crawley Irish Festival. I don't want to put you on a spot there.
Well, we could just say, well, we'd be delighted to see everybody on the day. And if there's any drummers out there, come and have a word with us afterwards. And, you know, we never know.
Yeah, see what happens. So would Irish music be your main influence then? Because I've been kind of looking at your videos and your songs. You do kind of, I suppose, put well-known songs to a kind of a Celtic lilt, really, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. I just get... Growing up, there was always Irish music played in the house. My dad's from Roscommon, and he'd be listening to like all the trad stuff. And from like my mom's side, yeah, there was still Irish music being played, but she'd be listening to like Carol King and Otis Redding and stuff like that. So it gave it a bit of a mixture. Mm. I think like as soon as I heard Oasis, that was for me. That was when I knew I wanted to be in a band.
Yeah,
and. Yeah, that's what done it for me, really. But yeah, there's Irish, there's everything in it, really.
Okay, and you guys are based in London at the moment, I believe.
Yeah, we're all scattered about all over London. I'm up in Harrow. There's a couple of us up around the Harrow way anyway, and which is a great community, a great Irish community up there as well. And we're kept busy enough with it, Anthony, really.
Yeah, and I saw that as well on your website. Harrow Borough Football Club has taken on one of your songs as their anthem as well.
That's right, yeah. They got in touch with the club there, what was it, last season? No, a couple of seasons ago. Yeah. And they started playing our song, Take Me Back to Harrow, before their matches. And they went on an 18-game unbeaten run.
Oh, wow.
And that was fantastic. So, yeah, we've got our own box at the ground now.
Okay, really? See, you're taking the credit for that one.
Yeah, we just need to write a song for Chelsea or Man United now. And we'll be laughing.
So what exactly do you have planned then for the Irish Festival? Have you decided on a set list yet?
I know John has been on to me about set lists. I think we're going to maybe throw it out there, put a few ads on Twitter and on the Facebook page for the festival, say, like, is there any special requests? Because we cut our teeth in the pubs and stuff, so it was like any requests, if there's any birthdays. And, you know, even at bigger gigs, I always ask the crowd what do they want to hear. So, yeah, we're up for suggestions. So if you've got any ideas, answers on a postcard, let us know, and we'll see what we can do.
How do people get kind of in touch with you on Facebook and Twitter then?
Well, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. Just go and find the Crackheads, the Irish Crack, not the crack you get over here, CRAIC.
Yeah.
And you can get in touch with us that way. I know John has been busy with the Crawley side of things as well. That's all over Twitter and Facebook as well. So, you know, you should be able to get hold of someone there, I'm sure.
Yeah, and John, just getting back to yourself, you've obviously booked some A-listers there with the Crackheads. What was I going to say? What time does it start on Sunday?
It kicks off at 12 noon on Sunday, Anthony.
Right, okay.
With a country and Irish band on the main stage, a traditional band on a local traditional band on the other stage, and things amassing around with stalls and that sort of stuff. It's a 7-hour long session. Our festival starts at noon and finishes at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And it often runs over by about an hour, which is understandable in Irish settings.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't start an hour late, because that's very Irish as well, isn't it?
No.
And one thing, I was telling people about this festival, and the one thing that everyone was very, very interested in was the shuppa. What exactly are people going to be able to get at the shuppa?
It's everything. It's from the chef's sauces to the Kimberley biscuits to the crisps, everything. The red lemonade. And, it sells out very quickly, I'm afraid to say.
I'd say so,
We open the festival at 12, and by 3 o'clock, there's nothing left in the shop, which is a good sign.
Yeah.
It's run by ourselves. We don't get an outside catering or commercial company to do it. We run it through the committee, and to come in here glad to get over fairly speedily and enjoy the rest of the festival. But there are good pickings in the shop. You'll like it.
Okay.
And if you want to reserve something over the phone now, please do.
Perfect. And if people want to find out more, then what's the best place to go to find out? A website or Facebook?
Yeah, the website. If you just do a search on Crawley Irish Festival, that will show up the website, which is www.celtic-irish.co.uk. And we spell Celtic as in Celtic, C-E-L-T-I-C. And you'll find us on Twitter and Facebook, as Nick said already, Crawley Irish Festival. And the stuff being posted on daily, new bits of information. And you should have no problem finding it. Radio, there'll be a few things going out on some of the national radio and local ones as well, as yourself.
Yeah.
And also the Irish papers, the Post, the World have quite a few bits and pieces on it. Should be easy to find. Should be easy to find Crawley by air, road, and by walking. We should appeal to everybody.
Should be good. And it's important to point out as well, the entrance is completely free.
Totally free, yeah. Yeah, a four-letter word beginning with F, but it means an awful lot to who we are and what we set our, how we set our stall out in Crawley. And it appeals not only to the Irish visiting Crawley and the Irish base there, but the multicultural organisation of the South East. Everybody enjoys the day. It's, and it gives Crawley a good feel-good factor, which is good in these community days and times that we live in.
Yeah, it should be good fun. Listen, John, Mick, the best of luck on Sunday.
Thank you very much, Anthony. Good talking to you.
I hope all goes well.
From the heart of Brighton, a taste of home.
Done with this sort of thing. Careful now.
What's the crack? With Anthony Martin on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM.